America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Now. Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What's up? Good Monday.
Good Monday to you. It is a good Monday.
Thanks.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, big gulps, huh? All right.
Well, hey. See you later.
It's a nice day. It's got a little, there's a crisp.
Yeah.
There's a little chill in the air. I like it.
I noticed that. That was the first thing I thought today was like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
It's a little crispy.
I wore pants on my dog walk this morning. First time in months. Put on the joggers. So a little, and I got sleeves on today.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Doesn't this come to mind?
It was. Yeah.
When you said the crisp air, I started thinking of the train to Christmas Town.
Already?
Well, I'm not at
Christmas. Well, just that jingle.
I'm not at like Christmas.
There's something in the air.
Easy.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't get me wrong. I don't want anything Christmas.
But
until
the chill and the fresh cut grass. Yeah. You know what? This morning I was back in my helmet, cleats, and shoulder pads.
Oh, you listened to the words of that.
Yeah, yeah. Went out to the high school, you know, put on my pads and, you know, knocked heads, talked trash with the high school kids.
Yeah. They're fighting for clicks, we're fighting for wins.
That works. Those work.
Yeah.
Those work.
Fits perfectly.
When I feel that chill,
my quarterback.
Smell that fresh cut grass.
Carcucci board.
Words.
I'm cracking my stuff. Helmet, cleats, and shoulder pad.
Go play intramurals, brother.
Yes.
Standing in the huddle, listening to the call.
Girl, you something else.
Fans going crazy for the boys of fall.
Right, shove that straight up your little kid ass.
Didn't let just anybody
it's aggressive.
In that club.
Actually, they did.
Yeah, they don't. No, they did not.
Anyone can play.
They did not let just anybody in that club, although I was in it.
I was going to say, they let everybody.
So that's pretty much anybody.
They let anyone in it. But when I Because I walk my dog every morning. I always take him up to the high school because they have a bunch of empty fields up there that he can run around off leash. And so I see all the, this time of the year, I see all the high school bros getting ready, you know, with the off-season workouts or whatever. And it makes me chuckle because, you know, you were that way too. When you're in high school, everyone's dressed like a dumbass. Everyone's trying to be the toughest kid alive. You know, there's a lot of sleeveless and like headbands and, you know, you got that inflated chest out, shoulders back, just cruising.
Everyone's arms look all weird because their jersey's made for going over pads, not your normal arms. You got little poofs there.
Everyone wants to. The whole point of U Sports nowadays, I was talking to our promotions goddess about her kids playing travel soccer and is going through some stuff. And my favorite part about like U Sports now is we're trying so desperate to make U Sports feel like the NFL or Major League Baseball or MLS. Like, we're just like, we're constantly telling the kids that, like, it's like the most important thing and it's like the biggest thing in the world. And it's, I always kind of smile and chuckle at it. But when you're that age, I mean, that is the most important thing to you. I remember being that douchey. I remember thinking high school football was like the end all. Yeah, getting ready to go to war. No, you're going to go play six games against Evergreen and lose. It's like, you're fine.
Did you wear eye black?
I did not. There was a limit to my douchiness.
I would be eye black guy.
Yeah, a lot of eye black guy out there now.
As a matter of fact, I might come in tomorrow with eye black.
With eye black? Well, and now you can no longer just wear eye black. You have to wear, like, the triangle eye black.
Yeah.
Where you do, you put
like the Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, that Ultimate Warrior it up a little bit.
Did John Randall kind of start that?
I think John Randall did it. And you know what? When John Randall did it, it worked.
It was badass for John Randall.
Yeah, when some like 5'11 chubby high school lineman does it.
Yeah, sorry, Timmy, you ain't John Randall.
You're like, it's... And they do, you bring up the Ultimate Warrior because they all had... I've noticed now all the high school kids, they do the really thin wristbands and then they put them up by their bicep a la Ultimate Warrior style, which again, I find adorable. And then there's a lot of like compression gear and, you know, it's,
yeah, there's
you gotta accessorize.
There's a lot of things that sort of don't make sense. They're just copied.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, Laurinaitis did it, or
yeah, and it worked. You know, you're like, hey, that guy.
Cody
cool.
Hawk or whatever. Is that his name?
AJ Hawk.
AJ Hawk.
Yeah. You mixing that up with Tony Hawk?
Yeah, whatever.
There is a.
But you're right.
Yeah, it's like I'm.
There's a look.
Well, it's like
you gotta have a look.
A lot of you sports again. It's just cosplay. You're like you can make fun of people that dress up to go to Comic-Con. High school football is just cosplay. You're just dressing up like an NFL player.
I mean, youth sports is. Like, I'm going to go out there, I'm going to be Steph Curry. I'm going to go out there, I'm going to be Barry Bonds. Like, it's just, that's what kids are doing out there.
Like, linemen have towels for some reason. You know, it's like, what are we doing?
That's fun, though. It's fun for the kids.
I hear the big thing in youth baseball now is everyone wears those stupid sliding oven mitt things.
Oh, yeah.
Where head-first sliding isn't even allowed. That's the whole purpose
of
it.
Youth wear those?
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's like a fashion statement.
There is... So there's the local high school that I live by has, they just built a brand new high school.
Now, do they have to buy a $100 one or can they just take?
You got to buy the $100.
Well, why can't you take mom's?
No.
My wife's got a drawer full of those.
I have seen a couple kids out there who have, like on Instagram, who have done that.
Dude, and I will
like, burns
you,
on them.
Like, I will tell you what, if I saw a high school kid wearing an oven mitt, that kid would instantly become my favorite player of all time. But the high school by me, we built a new high school. And so the field situation is amazing. They built like turf fields and there's like four. It's really nice.
It's pretty much the pros.
And so they have, and they all the fields now have their own batting cages and like bullpens. Mm. Dude, it's nuts how nice this thing is. And so there's a bunch of tournaments up there. And so again, as I walk through, I see all these tournaments roll through. Dude, every kid that gets out of there, dude, the kid's got body armor on. Every kid's wearing like the shin guard, foot guard. He's got the big elbow Barry Bonds thing. He's got the oven mitt slider. They're all wearing eye black. They got the big necklaces. Like those kids' travel bags that they walk out of their cars with. Dude, I thought baseball was supposed to be the cheap sport. No. Those kids are dialed in.
Well, it does hurt to foul one off your shin or your foot.
I just remember like being a kid and it was like, that was...
Although you really shouldn't do that when you're in the cage.
No.
You know?
No. You gotta be padded up. So I don't know. Like, I don't remember. I think we were our age. We were right on the cusp of like kind of the glorification of youth to like high school sports where it started really becoming a $1 billion industry. Because I saw like... moments of it like as I was leaving, but over the last 20 years, dude, that thing. And the HBO Real Sports did a piece on that. These high school tournaments, AAU for all the different sports, they've become multi-billion dollar industries. And anyone that has a kid that has to sign up for those things, like I said, I was talking to someone here at the office that was talking about their soccer kits, $300 for soccer uniforms.
What?
A soccer uniform is
high school?
It's
for her travel
shorts.
Team. For her 11-year-old travel team. $300? It's shorts, a jersey, and some socks.
Can I get that contract for like a third of the price? Jeez.
Well, I was going to say, why is Nike's stock so low then? Shouldn't they have been hammering this?
Seriously.
All these years?
Get into the game. Let's go. That's the best thing that ever happened to me is none of my kids had any interest in playing travel sports. I may have something to do with that, but thank God.
Well, you guys can reach us on the Vancouver Ford text line. Did you know that?
I did.
You can text us at 503-864-6326. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. VancouverFord.com. A text today says, high school baseball coach here. I've seen kids go double oven mitt on the bases and have towels in the waist, like in football.
I love it.
What's the towel for?
No one knows.
It's just to accessorize.
Because it looks cool.
I'm trying to think back to my high school glory days of playing. Well, I played some tennis.
Yeah.
I ran cross country.
Did you have like did you do like an Agassi headband sort of thing?
No, I never did. No? I was just thinking about some of our uniforms were really bad. Like they'd give us these shirts we had to wear, and I was like, oh God, these are stupid. Yeah. I really did not. The only thing I bought was in cross country, it had to have the shoes.
You gotta have the cool shoes.
They weren't cool. Like the grip shoes.
Yeah. But you had to buy the nice ones, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think they were specialty shoes.
Yeah.
Other than that, dude, I was out there in glasses.
Yeah. Well, I get this all the time where
dorky kid glasses.
I'll have parents that talk to me about their kid playing football, and they always ask about private coaching, and they ask about like what like undershirt they need to wear, and I tell them all the time, I'm like, I promise you, like, if you can afford it and you want your kid to have the cool Nike Pro compression or the Under Armour, be my guest. But I'm like, I played in an old cotton t-shirt.
Everyone did.
And it was fine. Like, I understand that, like, that may weigh you down by 4 ounces, but trust me.
Wear whatever's comfortable.
You're
just
okay.
Go out there.
Like, your kid's not going to be out there like, I got blown by because I had a cotton undershirt. But, like, there's always, I think with a lot of parents, it's like this fear that your kid's getting left behind. And I was kind of, and of course it's me because I'm a dumbass, but I did the other way. Like when I played, when I was youth, everyone had started to wanted to get those things. And so I revolted. I was the kid that played with no gloves, taped my fingers, and played in like bastard champion shoes. Like everyone always wanted to have like the nicest thing. I found like the champion, like the off brand, and they were just all black one piece leather that had the champion logo on them, and I thought it was cool because I was
Muhammad Ali,
but I was the douchey kid. The only reason I was doing it is because I was rebelling, thinking I was cool because I was doing what wasn't.
Well, maybe
cool.
You were.
Not. But I was just a different douche than douchey armband.
You know what you were?
What?
You were anti drip.
Yes, I was anti drip.
The kids call this drip.
But that's the thing is, like, if you're anti-drip and you're doing something just to not be that, aren't you just you're the other side of the douche coin, which is still a douche? I mean, you're a high school kid. That's what you are.
Do you think is it the Savannah Bananas?
Yeah, Savannah Bananas.
Do you think that they've caught on to this and are like, when they get on first base, they're like throwing on Kiss the Cook aprons.
Oh, 100%.
And, you know, like chef's hats. And,
yeah. I mean, they do everything like that.
Yeah. They had a guy who was like a rodeo clown throwing out like pitches in a barrel. I mean, they'll do everything. Yeah.
Well, hopefully they've caught on.
But yeah, it's
otherwise we have an idea for them.
It's tough out there for parents. Someone said on the Vancouver Ford text line here, their kids softball, no travel, not included, $2,500 just to, you know, to be on the team. Like, I remember like kids, you know, like the sign up fees for like CCYF, like the little youth football league, or like Pop Warner, being like $100, and parents being like, ooh, it's a little steep. But you know, now $2,500.
Are you sure you want to do this, Johnny?
Yeah. But the parents now feel like if they don't do it, if they don't do the year round stuff with their kids, then their kids missing out on an opportunity. And I'm telling you, parents, get off the merry-go-round. You're not doing anything bad for your kids.
All right. Well, listen, we're here for another week of radio broadcast.
Another one.
It did have there was a little fall crisp in the air today.
Just a scooch.
I felt it as well. Yeah. We're very excited about that here.
But you weren't back in your helmets, cleats, and shoulder pads?
I was not.
Just cleats, maybe?
I was out there putting in my flip-flops.
Putting on the Ritz?
I will say that while this was not the official first crisp of fall,
it kind of felt like it.
I don't think it was the official one, though.
No.
Like, you can feel the official one.
You'll know.
And that wasn't it.
No, but
it was just kind of a purpose pitch.
I was kind of excited. When I woke up this morning, and because I always do the step out onto the deck to see what...
Do you wet your finger and put it in the air?
Yeah, you do the Rodney Dangerfield. Like, you know, you kind of get a wind check. Because I like to see what I need to wear when I take the dog outside. And I'll tell you what, I was a little excited today when I put on the track pants. Although, to be fair, I didn't need them.
Yeah, you didn't.
Nah.
I considered a sweatshirt.
Yeah, you didn't.
I didn't put it on.
I probably should have gone.
That's why it was a false alarm. I tell you what, you know what? The Lord gave us a high and tight fastball.
That's right. Yeah. Got us thinking.
12 sleeps to college football kickoff.
Got us thinking.
12 sleeps.
Got to get my eye blacking compression shirt stat.
All right. Well,
today, where's the East Bay catalog when I need it?
Oh, I love the East Bay catalog.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
With all the baseball stuff?
Yeah.
With all the everything stuff. You could get the team gear. You could get the signature gear.
Dude, I'm going to make a bold statement here. Bold statement. Because when we were kids, the internet wasn't a thing.
No, not really.
And while we all appreciated the Victoria's Secret catalog when it came, you swiped that from your mom. I'm going most exciting mail day of the year for me was not the swimsuit issue. It was not the Victoria's Secret catalog, the East Bay. When I got the East Bay catalog.
Like the summer edition before you're going to go back to school?
Yeah. Phenomenal. Best mail day of the year.
Yeah, that one scared me too.
For me, I always loved going to the specialty baseball store.
Yeah.
I thought, did they have that for football?
Well, we had if you went over into Portland, there was a place called Bashers, where if you were rich, you could buy your own helmet and shoulder pads.
Right.
Instead of the crappy ones that the league provided.
So they did have that. So you'd scroll through there, or you'd roll through, and they'd have all the football gear.
But Bashers had everything. Bashers was like the
all
big,
sports.
You could get anything at Bashers. But you had to be... You had to be a rich a-hole to show up in the Bashers gear.
Well, now it's like Dick's Sporting Goods and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But back when I was a kid in little old Salina, Kansas, the All-American City, I mean, there was like a specialty mom-pa baseball shop.
Yeah.
And you'd go in there and have all the... You buy baseballs and mitts and
the bat, picking
clothes.
Out your batting glove and wristbands.
Yes,
a big deal.
It was a big deal. So exciting.
Athlete's Corner was another one around these parts that we had.
Athlete's Corner, we had that.
Yep.
All right, well, should we get started with the program?
Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to do a lot of Olympics talking today because it's over.
Yeah.
What? USA!
Every year, every fourth year, the closing ceremonies sneaks up on me.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, it's over?
It's done.
And that was true last night. Mm-hmm. It scared me.
And then Tom
Cruise. It's over!
And then Tom Cruise did Tom Cruise things.
Yeah, I have a... Do you know... Okay, so I'll tease this because we're out of time.
Don't be bashing my hero, Tom Cruise.
Oh, he's great. But do you know, when you saw that...
Yeah.
Did he look like anyone in particular as he...
Yeah, I understand. I understand what's happening.
No, no, no. A particular person or character.
Well, a particular character. I know what Tom Cruise is turning into, and it pains me. So just get it out of the way. What middle-aged lesbian did Tom Cruise look like?
Okay, I'll just get it out of the way. Was it me, or when Tom Cruise was ziplining in, was that Jiminy Glick?
You going Jiminy Glick?
Yes. Go look at it again,
like,
dude.
Like, fat, big?
Well, yes. He's fat. Tom Cruise is getting bigger. He looks like he stuffed his shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you look at his face, it's all because Jiminy Glick's all is the
it's Martin Short.
Martin Short character where he's the goofy
the
journalist
interviewer.
Guy. Yeah. And he puffs his face, you know, they puff his face out. So all Cruise's plastic surgery, he looks like Jiminy Glick.
Huh. I did not
realize. It's not a good look.
I thought you were going to hit me with a middle-aged lesbian because he's turning into one as all aging celebrities do. So,
I just mean that one shot when they show him coming down. Well, I don't know what was that? What was he on?
He was on like a rappel line.
Yeah, whatever.
He jumped off the top of the GD Stadium.
Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah. But dude, he's turning into Jiminy Glick.
I'm going to need to do a side by side. I did not think that, but I understood. I was prepared for you to make fun of my hero Tom Cruise.
I immediately thought of Sook in his middle-aged lesbian theory.
Yeah, when I saw him, I was like, Tom, the haircut's not
and
doing.
And he's at like every sporting event now.
I know.
He was at the at Wimbledon, the Olympic. What a year for Tom. What a summer. It's the summer of Tom Cruise.
It's good to be Tom Cruise, but can we stop with the facelifts and just get different haircut?
Just
Tom?
Let it go.
What?
He was already handsome. He would have aged so gracefully if he had just listened to us.
They can't do it, man.
Why doesn't he listen
to
us?
They can't. They can't
help
themselves.
They can't. You know, Leo's not doing this. Brad Pitt's not doing
this. They're not 62. Give it time.
They will.
Is Cruise 62?
Cruise is 62.
Whoa.
Dude, give it time.
How old's
man?
Brad Pitt? He's not doing that.
Brad Pitt.
I got faith.
Let's see how old Brad Pitt is.
Brad Pitt's 60.
Yeah, he's 60, dude. He's not doing that. Look at him. He looks great.
Give it time.
No, no. What? 2 years?
DiCaprio's 49.
Okay, so he's a little young yet. I get that. But Pitt, He is not falling into this trap.
I don't know what it is about male celebrities, but they reach a certain age and they turn into lesbian bookstore owners. I think it's part of like, if I think you sell your soul to Hollywood when you're like 20 to become a star. And then I think that's just part of the Faustian deal. I think that's part of the devil's contract. You can't escape it. You know, you seen Wayne Gretzky lately? Oh my gosh.
Ooh, yeah.
It's bad. Mm. You know?
All right. Well, Keith
Urban, anybody?
That's why I wanted to tease it and not just.
Yeah.
But alas.
I still love Tom Cruise.
We're behind again.
And yeah, I see where you're going with it.
Do you see Jiminy Glick?
I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it a little bit.
Add one more pillow in his shirt.
I don't want to see
and
it,
one more round of Botox in his face.
Yeah, he looks like a mix between Jimmy and Bill Maher. Like if you like had they had a love child. Yeah, yeah. But he's Maverick.
All right,
he's Maverick.
The poll question kicks off our program next on the Fan.
Joel brought up on the YouTube stream when you were in Little League baseball when you only had so many helmets. So if you had like bases loaded, you had to go borrow a helmet from the other team
because
you only had like three helmets.
That's right.
So there'd be like one random kid on third with like a red helmet. And you're like, dude, we just like you're that's what you had. You had like four helmets that your coach would show up like in a green duffel bag.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. You had the four helmets and like one or possibly two bats. And one of them was always that silver Easton B-52 bomber bat.
And I wonder if kids,
with a dent.
I wonder if kids these days understand that we never used to match.
I mean,
we'd have guys in different color pants. You'd have one kid show up to baseball in jeans.
That kid was, or a collared shirt.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
It's just the way it was.
We had one, I remember youth basketball once, Scott Bailo. I'll never forget it. He showed up to basketball practice, hand to God, wearing cowboy boots.
Hell yeah.
And we were all like, what? And he said, well, we forgot our sneakers and my dad wouldn't turn around and go home.
Classic dad move.
They brought his uniform and he changed in the car and all he had was cowboy boots. And he really thought he was going to go out there. It was like fourth grade, fifth grade basketball. He really thought he was going to go out there and ball in some cowboy boots.
In my day, they would have let him.
I think the coach had like an get extra pair of shoes somewhere. It was like, here, Scott.
Size 13.
Throw these on.
He looks like Bozo the Clown out there.
I will never forget him in his little shorts just rolling out in some, wearing some just ropers. Like, what are we doing?
All right, poll question time. The 1080 The Fan Daily poll question is on X at 1080 The Fan. Let's see. Friday we asked you which of these pro athletes had the strangest career arc. Kurt Warner winning that, 36%. Jeremy Lin, 29%. Nick Foles, 22%. And Josh Hamilton, 13%. Today, our poll question is as follows. And we would like you to vote. And when you do vote, vote hard. Does the 2024 U.S. men's basketball team rival the 1992 Dream Team?
No. Ooh.
Yes, it's tougher to win now. Man, it's really close. Or nah, shove that. Vote hard. Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
I never know what to do with this question because certainly this team could compete against any team ever assembled. The athletes today are better. They just are. But in comparative sense of who they played against, dude, that Dream Team beat everyone by like 70 points. So, I mean,
a couple things.
I don't know what to do with that.
Well, you're a sports guy.
Well, then no.
You're supposed to.
There's no one better than the Dream Team. It was the greatest collection of talent ever assembled on a basketball court.
Yeah, most people so far, 60% saying shove it. Here are a couple things to consider. One, the Dream Team of 1992 had 11 NBA players. The rest of the entire tournament had nine.
Okay.
In the semifinal and final in 1992, the United States faced a total of three NBA players.
Yeah.
This team faced an entire tournament featuring 69 NBA players. They faced the NBA MVP in the semifinal and, of course, Wemby.
Yeah.
Perhaps a future league MVP in the final. The other thing to consider about the 92 team is, you know, no question talent-wise, you got the most talent ever. But Larry Bird never played in the NBA again. Magic Johnson came out of retirement.
Yeah.
Those guys were on their last legs. It was not peak Bird or Magic.
No.
And then if you look all the way down at the end of the roster, Christian Laettner was the one college guy on that team.
Should have been Shaq, but
it's amazing that Jason Tatum So if you look at the very, at the DNPs, right? Christian Laettner and Jason Tatum, compare those two.
Sure.
I mean, that's, it's insane that Jason Tatum, as good as he is, doesn't get any run on this team.
No.
I mean, it's that good. This team has perhaps the greatest player of all time, although you could argue the 1992 Dream Team had the greatest player of all time. I think it's LeBron, but that's a debate.
Sure.
You have the best three-point shooter ever and one of the best scorers in Kevin Durant ever on this team, and those are the old guys.
Yeah. Here's my thing. Like, if you want to go, and again, I never know what to do with this because it's different eras, but if you want to say that Steph Curry is the best shooter, sure. I'd still take Magic Johnson. Magic Johnson, to me, is a better point guard. So, to me, in that matchup, I'll take Magic. If you want to do the Michael LeBron thing, I don't know, you want to call that a wash. I'll even, if you want to say, you can give an edge, even though they don't play the same position. But
well, LeBron at 39.
Yeah, it's pretty spectacular. But we're not talking about Jordan at 39. We're talking about Jordan at 32. For me, I'll still take Michael, but I understand that.
Yeah,
right?
But I guess the question is, what would Jordan have been at 39? Not this.
Not this. Absolutely not. But he also wasn't on whatever program he's on. Anyway, in the middle, I'm sorry, but David Robinson and Patrick Ewing would bitch slap Joel Embiid.
Yeah,
and
those guys were on the bench.
Yeah, just looking at the 92 Dream Team starting lineup, it was Magic, Jordan, Ewing, Malone, and Pippen.
And so, Ewing was in the start.
Ewing was in the starting.
Yeah, that's what I'm reading here.
Sorry, I'll take Chuck Barkley and Scottie Pippen. Look, if there's someone, there is no such thing as a LeBron stopper, but I have no problem rolling a peak Scottie Pippen out there against anyone in today's NBA. So, you know, and by the way, that Karl Malone guy, yeah, he'd be pretty good. No offense to Bam Adebayo. You're not stopping Karl Malone on the block. He'd shove your skinny ass three deep into the bleachers. So, like, this is such a phenomenal team, and I get that the athletes are better, and I'm not saying I'd even pick the Dream Team to win in a seven-game series, but people act like this team. I hear modern basketball guys act like the 92 team is, like, if you want to go back into the 60s and 70s, I will listen to the argument that there was a bunch of bad athletes and plumbers and whatever. I worked out with Karl Malone. I can assure you, there is no one in the NBA that is in better shape than Karl Malone. Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan would not physically be outmatched by anybody. They just wouldn't. Last time I checked, anybody see David Robinson's body? You're telling me that Bam or Joel Embiid is somehow a better athlete than David Robinson? Yes, the league has gotten more athletic. The overall players at the bottom of the roster are more athletic than ever. But stop with this idea that Drexler and Robinson and Malone and Jordan and Pippen are somehow over their skis with these guys. Everyone's over their skis with LeBron, just like every two-guard would be over their skis with Michael Jordan. No, you really think Anthony Edwards, for God's sakes, is checking Michael Jordan? Stop it. Get out of here.
Well, I don't know who. I don't. Sometimes the vocal minority or just the dumb narrative for some reason gets way too much breath. I don't know who is saying that about the 1990. Like, who is tearing down the 92 Dream Team? Oh, I think the question is.
I hear from basketball guy.
Again,
now.
Vocal minority. It's just the hot takey bullsh. Like, it's not. That's just dumb. But comparing the two is interesting. You know, I mean, it is, like I said, 9 NBA players in the entire tournament outside of Team USA in 92. There's 69 this year.
And this is why you can't in any way say that this team isn't great because they had one or two close games, because the competition they played is so much better than what the Dream Team played. I mean, people were asking the Dream Team for autographs, for God's sakes, before. Like, the world had not caught up, and it certainly has now.
Exactly.
And yet, we still won.
And they still won.
And we had basically...
In dramatic fashion.
We had one game that was like, holy crap.
Now, USA!
They would have lost to France if it weren't for Steph Curry.
Yeah, but they were up by double digits or 10 most of that game.
They were gacking that lead,
they would have lost
lead,
to
dude.
Serbia if it weren't for Steph and Curry.
And LeBron.
The Serbia is the one where it was like, oh my God. The France game, they were in control the entire way. They were letting it go at the end, and then Steph decided to play Captain America and just give everyone the middle finger.
If Steph doesn't make... He made 4 threes in the last couple of minutes of that game. If he doesn't make those, they blow that lead and lose.
See, and I don't know. I don't know if they would or not.
He was the only guy doing anything in the last 2 minutes.
When he hit the heat check three, I was...
Dude,
that was as cool a basketball moment as I've seen in my entire life.
Might get to that in Stockwatch a little bit later.
balls. That was awesome.
It was a fantastic game.
Yes.
The gold medal game.
Yeah.
These Olympics were amazing.
Yeah.
So let's get to that next, and perhaps a Steph Curry appreciation segment, which I know that Buck will have his,
you know, I don't,
his sports
I hate,
pants.
Swooning. I hate to give Buck, you know, any sort of ammo here, but anyone getting a sports Woody?
He was yep.
awesome.
Dude, I freaking love Steph Curry.
Yeah.
I just love him.
Yeah.
We'll get to that next on The Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Yeah, the gold medal game on Saturday and the one on Sunday with the women.
Yeah.
Both fantastic.
I didn't see the number on the gals. The men's peaked at 23 million people.
Yeah.
Average 19.5 or something.
That's big boy.
It
that's
was
big
awesome.
Boy numbers.
Well, and it was really exciting. Like I had a lot of messages and people were talking on social media about the way it's officiated. Mm-hmm. And just the flow of the game is so much better than the NBA.
It's way better. How do we do that here?
Well, stop blowing the damn whistle every 5 seconds.
Can we just do that then?
No, we can't.
Why not?
I like this a lot better. You're right. There was a way better,
way more
consistent
fun.
Flow to the game.
Yes. And fewer free throws and more, you know, just getting after each other.
Yep.
But, yeah, USA wins.
USA! USA!
It was awesome.
USA!
Both of them were awesome.
It was cool because, like, I was watching that, and like I said, it felt like the U.S. was in complete control. They'd been up by, you know, 9-10, and I actually liked that it got tight because as I was watching, I was kind of thinking to myself, oh, you know, they put them to bed here. And
it looked like they were going to win by 20.
They were going to win, and then, like, all of a sudden, they were kind of hanging around, and then the U.S. got sloppy, and the France scored a couple, and then all of a sudden, the pucker factor set in,
yeah.
And now it's like, okay, it got real, and I don't know if the U.S., the players would think this, but from a fan standpoint, I don't care about legacy or anything. I would rather that than see them pull away by 20. Maybe more impressive if you want to talk about history. But the way that ended and having that moment.
100%.
Dude, that's way better than beating France by 20.
Well, it was the same with the Serbia game.
Yes.
You know, it's better those ways than them winning by 30, like the Dream Team. Mm.
Conspiracy? Did they try to not win them by that much?
Yeah, like, hey, Steph's like, guys, I really need this.
Keep him close.
You know, my four titles and greatest shooter of all time. Like, I need a little something else on my resume. So can we just, trust me, guys, I got this. Let's just blow the lead here.
He is one of the most thrilling athletes that I've ever watched. This is just my opinion. But guys that I really had to tune into in my lifetime, I can count on one hand. Of course, I was a huge George Brett guy, but I was a Royals guy. But if I go Bo Jackson, who was must see TV, I think for the country, but I was in it then when he played for the Royals. Like that was, I mean, it was you turned up the volume when Bo was up there.
Sure,
you wanted to see everything he did. Him, a little Barry Sanders, certainly some Tiger Woods, and you know, I guess you could argue for me Barry Bonds. Like peak steroid Barry Bonds was a must-see TV to watch him hit. And Steph Curry. Those guys right there are the, for just again, my opinion, they were must see. They were the only, they were so thrilling that they were the only must see TV guys that I've watched and I've really appreciated watching over the years.
Well, what I appreciated about this Olympic run and one, I like rooting for the US. I think it's fun. Even if not everyone's on board, that does bum me out a little bit. But I think Colin went on a big rant today about, you know, why the Olympics were so popular and some of the Copa and the different soccer tournaments is that people are tired of hearing about how everything sucks and they just want to watch something and feel good. And I think with the Olympics, especially, we all got a chance to do that. And certainly the US had plenty of cool stories and there were some international ones as well. But for me, watching this, I appreciated that we all got a final, and I know that they're not all done, but we kind of got collectively to have an attaboy to LeBron, KD, and Steph, because this is their last run here and they'll all be out of the league in a few years. And I just don't know if there is a full-on appreciation for just how good those three guys are. I mean, you are talking about three of the all-time greats, including, for some people, the best of all time. And Steph Curry is so good, and I don't think Durant gets his flowers. I really enjoyed watching them carry this Olympic team. And
well, they didn't the whole time.
They did for the most part.
LeBron carried it early.
Steph certainly did not.
Edwards joked that he only showed up in Paris 3 days ago.
Well, Steph, the last two games, Steph had 60 points, I think, on 26 shots.
He was 17 of 23 from deep.
That's just stupid good.
But early on, he was doing nothing.
He was doing nothing.
Yeah. And missing everything.
To me, this meant something more to me, the fact that the big guys were KD, LeBron, and Steph. Had it been Devin Booker, who was fantastic, and I love that Steve Kerr was like, dude, give that guy his credit.
He deserves some.
But, you know, had it been Booker, Anthony Edwards, who I love, and then let's say, like Embiid, right? If those three had been the main guys, as fun as this was, it wouldn't have been this. The fact that it was old-ass LeBron James giving everyone the, I can still do this. The fact that it was Kevin Durant being like, oh, yeah, by the way, one of the greatest scorers of all time and the greatest Olympic player of all time. And then Steph at the end, after there were national people being like, does Steve Kerr have the balls to bench Steph Curry? Saving their ass two games in a row. I'm sorry. That was like, that's scripted movie stuff. I love seeing the old dads kind of be the catalyst one more time. I thought it was awesome.
The cream rises to the top.
Yes, all three of those guys.
Well, you Steph. Mentioned to the just being able to root on America and feeling good about that, not complaining about everything. Kevin Durant was asked specifically about patriotism and playing for Team USA, and he said a lot of BS happens in our country, but a lot of great things happen for us too.
Yes, I've said all the time, my favorite quote is, there's nothing wrong with America that can't be solved by what's right with America. And to in a lesser, you know, I know
that was the great Bill Clinton.
That was, and I know, and I just,
you hate that.
I hate it.
Yeah, you hate that.
I've actually started lying when people ask me.
Who said that? Oh, Donald Trump.
Mark Twain.
I think I lie and started saying like it's Eisenhower, because no one, there's like Eisenhower. They're like, yeah. Because anytime you say Bill Clinton, then, you know, you're like, ah, damn it. Yeah. But I love that quote. And like, I know some people were piling on, which again, just felt totally crappy. But I thought Brittany Griner crying for the national anthem was awesome.
It was special.
And you know, and instead of people digging at her and being like, what do you think now, you dumb bitch? How about just an appreciation? Oh, believe me, the internet was so ugly. I saw a thread with her crying on the, and it was so bad.
Wait, the internet was ugly?
The internet was ugly.
No way.
I thought that was a really touching moment.
Well, she said, my country fought to get me back.
Yes. And I thought that was absolutely beautiful. And I got a little, I'm dusty in here. I thought it was amazing.
Am I the only one that didn't know she didn't really play all that much on that team?
Yeah.
Like, I only watched them in the gold medal game, so I had no. By the way, why is Caitlin Clark not out there, first of all? That's insane
that's
to me.
That's a whole other
That thing. Is insane to me, but I know that's been debated. But
Caitlin Clark is white!
Interesting to watch their rotate. Like, I didn't know that Brittany Griner wasn't that big of a part of their team.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to my man, Steph. And by the way, somebody just pointed out on the text line, and I didn't notice it until I looked over there, because half the time I can't see Buck. He's hidden behind my computer screen. He's got a night-night shirt on. A Steph Curry night-night shirt.
Oh, that's right. Really?
And this, it's not brand new.
That's fantastic.
Oh.
My brother got it for me after he did it to the Celtics in the NBA Finals.
I didn't see that either.
He'd done the night celebration before, and there's a local company, Warriors World, that makes designs like this.
Did you see the? And I may butcher this, but I'm just going to go ahead and say it's pronounced nuit. Nuit. Nuit.
I think
the
it's
French word for
nuit,
night.
Nuit. I think
is nuit nuit.
Because I think it's like in French nuit. They don't do the T.
Sounds right. Yeah. Nuit nuit. Okay. Did you see the story behind the nuit nuit headshirt or sweatshirt that he had on?
I know the guy who designed it.
Yeah. So that guy, I think he's an American guy.
Yeah, he's from Denver. His name's Mike Fogg.
Yeah, Mike Fogg. So Fogg met Curry several years ago, mm-hmm. and I guess the Currys have an appreciation for his design work, and he designed the nuit nuit sweatshirt specifically for Steph Curry to wear after they, you know, he put it on after they won the gold medal.
Yeah.
And of course the night night thing is Steph Curry's bit, but he made it nuit nuit for because they're in Paris. And I guess his phone his messages started blowing up with people that wanted the nuit nuit sweatshirt that Curry was wearing. It's a one of one.
Huh.
He designed that only for him.
He should design more because my guess is he would sell a lot.
Well, he said he didn't want to.
Huh.
He said that was not the idea. The idea was I wanted to do something special for Steph. We've developed a friendship, and I gave him that to throw on if they won the gold, and
that's
he
awesome.
Did. And
but he could make a couple million bucks now, and I know that he just got married, and he and his wife are trying to buy a house. I think that might be a good idea.
Shockingly, it's not for sale, although he did say that there are a bunch of knockoffs out there right now that people are trying to buy.
By the way, I just looked it up. Oh, my God. Like, what? Those sweatshirts, there are 8 million of them knockoffs for sale right now.
That's not the real one.
No, it's not.
At any rate,
and people don't care because they'll just. This is like the Hawk Tua thing. People will buy the knockoff.
I would like to report that my man Steph, only player ever, one player ever, 35-point game in college, 35-point game in the NBA, 35-point game in the Olympics. He's the only one.
Fun little stat,
isn't that fun?
Yeah.
And you may say, well, guys don't stay. Well, Jordan was there. I mean, the old school guys played in college.
Yep.
And nobody's ever done that except him.
Well, and in the Olympics, you know, it's shorter games. You don't play as many minutes, but that, you know, I don't care. That's an amazing stat. And he...
In the clutch, he is so freaking fun to watch, dude. He just chucks.
Did anyone else do that? Why are you... Great shot.
Did you see the still of him draining that three over Wembanyama?
Yes.
Did you see that?
It's amazing.
It's an Ansel Adams.
Wemby fully extended jumping is like 17 feet tall. He shot it over the Eiffel Tower and it didn't matter.
So good.
And there was a...
WTF shot you're talking about, there's the still frame of that with LeBron with his hands up wide open and Durant with his hands up wide open. And you're saying that like any other player in the world denying those two guys open, but yeah, go ahead.
Well,
do your thing.
And they said like in the interview afterwards, Steph even kind of mentioned that one. Even he was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, I don't know.
Heat check. Look, I'm hot. Let's get one up.
I love when, because Lillard used to do that too. You love when a guy's just feeling it and he shoots just the worst shot in the world. And in the back of your mind for a split second, you're like, oh my, that's great. Keep doing it.
Man, he is so, I'm going to miss him so much. Yeah. What he's done for that league. Yep. He is so exciting. And LeBron is great and Durant is great. But I just don't think those guys are as fun to... Like, LeBron's got a thing that hurts him if you're talking about the smoothness of Jordan versus LeBron.
Because he's just such a...
Yes.
He's just such a freight train going downhill.
He's just a tank, and it's, like, not that exciting. Yeah. He's just unstoppable. He's amazing. Yeah. LeBron, I think... I said this last week. I think it's worth repeating. LeBron may be underrated.
I know.
We do not give him enough credit for how freaking unbelievable that guy is.
He's almost 40 years old.
He's rolling out there with a gray beard and terrible hair plugs. He's almost 40, and he is the reason they won the gold, him and Steph. It's just awesome.
Yeah, it's...
You gotta love that dude.
It was
well, you don't
cool.
have to.
But. Well, like I said, I can't say that I've ever been the biggest KD fan. I can't say that I've ever been the biggest LeBron fan.
Yeah,
I do
KD has done a few things for his rep with this run.
And that was mine. Like, I used to really like Kevin Durant, and I was like, oh, yeah, what a cheese butt. Like
he is a cheese butt.
He is a cheese butt.
Come on.
But
so is LeBron.
I will tell you, I walked away from this I just like with a newfound, it gave me license to be like, dude, I love those guys. To the point I told you, I bought a Kevin Durant. I bought a Kevin Durant workout shirt.
Yeah,
I did.
I'm not wearing any.
I was looking for the Steph Curry thing, but I couldn't find
one. Dude, I'm not wearing any Patrick Reed gear, okay? But when he was on the Ryder Cup team, fist pumping, leading the charge, I'm all about that.
Yeah, it's a very subtle. It's just a Nike long sleeve workout shirt. And then in the corner, there's the little KD logo. So it's not the nine-eight. It's a subtle, but I appreciate Kevin Durant, and I think lately, obviously, everyone piles on that guy, and he
brings a lot
awesome.
Of it on himself.
I know,
and that's another reason why I love Steph is he's just a normal dude,
a normal guy,
been great off the court.
Yeah, got to embrace Shakari Richardson after the game too.
Friends with. Our producer Ryan Buckley, who
how
should,
lucky Steph is.
Just saying,
Buckley should be getting him on tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's it.
All right, what's the latest with Jordan Chiles medal? We'll get to that next on the Fan. It's over, we think. Quick note on the Jordan Chiles controversy: she is, of course, Vancouver's own, stripped of her medal.
Yeah.
Well, she didn't win a medal, and then she did.
Now they're saying no.
And now they're saying no.
Now they're appealing. Yeah. So
they reallocated her medal
yes.
to some other gal.
Yeah.
So she finished fifth in the floor exercise, but the U.S. challenged her score, and the arbiter, there's a sports arbitration court.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah,
it's
a thing.
Yeah.
And they bumped her to bronze.
Yeah.
4 days later, the arbitrators say that they didn't get the review inquiry in time, mm-hmm. which is supposed to be within a minute of the floor exercise. And now, and then the U.S. says, no, wait a minute. We have documentation that we submitted it at the 47-second mark.
Check the tape.
And they did. But now they have come back and said that the USA Gymnastics just sent out a little thing today that said that they were notified by the Court of Arbitration for Sport that their rules do not allow for an arbitration award to be reconsidered mm-hmm. even when conclusive new evidence is presented.
So even though she rightfully should have won the bronze.
Yeah, as they figured out.
As they figured out.
The first time.
Because of the scoring error.
She will not be awarded the bronze.
Although I'll tell you what. So I looked it up. She was she's 23 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so the next Olympics, she's going to be 27. And
yeah.
Dude, like, you're not Simone Biles. Like, by the time you're 27, you're 1,000 years old. I would take a photo of myself with that around my neck and my middle finger, and I would send it in a nice little package to the IOC.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want. This is mine. It's mine forever. I got the photo.
Yeah, good luck, man. Yeah, you it's like giving your Heisman back. Yeah, I'm not giving it back. You come take it from me. Good luck with that.
Can you do two? I mean, is that weird to do two?
You can do it, absolutely.
Is it the Romania girl? Was she from...
I think she was Romanian, yeah.
Yeah, send her one.
Well, did you see that all the bronze medals have to be replaced anyways?
Why?
Well, I guess, so they put up, I saw a thing on how they made the medals, and there's a piece of the original Eiffel Tower in all of them. It's pretty cool. But
I saw that too. Basically, when they retrofitted it, they had to shear off a bunch of the metal, and rather than throw it away, they kept it all.
They kept it.
And so a little bit of the Eiffel Tower went into every single medal.
Dude,
that goes on with the
cool.
athletes.
But I guess whoever made the bronze medals, it's a big snafu. They're effing them up, and the alloy content of it isn't very good, and so... All the bronze medals are like chipping off and fading already. People have been wearing them for like 5 days, and they're like
they're oxidizing kind of weird.
Yeah, this thing looks
just
like
just the bronze.
Just the bronze. So they said that everyone that got and if it shows up for all the others, they'll do the same thing. But the bronze is where they're saying they're really having the problems. So they said basically anyone that's got a bronze is going to get a new medal. And so they just make another one and give it to this Romanian girl because I ain't giving mine back.
I think that's the right thing to do.
Did you also see the high jump bros that could have done double gold and they decided not to?
What do you mean by that?
So I guess in the high jump finals, both there was an American and I forget where the other guy was from. And they both cleared the same height, and then they both failed. They were the last two guys to fail at the next height. And so I guess I had no idea this was the thing. Just like your weird arbitrary gymnastics thing. I guess they go to them and they say, hey, you guys can have a choice, and it has to be unanimous. You guys can just say, we both get gold medals, and we'll both give you a gold medal, and you're the co-champions, or you can keep jumping and see what happens. And both guys were like, nah, we're going to keep jumping. And And it cost
Who
him.
Who won?
The non-U.S. guy.
And there's video of, I don't know if it was a past Olympic or a past World Championships, where both guys did take the gold. They're like, yeah. You want to get gold? Okay, yeah. Let's do it. They like hugged and embraced. Right? And these guys went the other way.
I guess the one guy that actually won gold was open to the sharing of the gold. And the U.S. guy was like, dude, we're not doing that.
I think he was Italian.
Yeah, it may have been
I
Italian.
I want to say he was Italian.
And the U.S. guy, I guess, talked to him and they kind of decided together and were like, no, let's go do this.
As a gambling man, I agree with the American guy. We came all this way. Yeah. Let's compete it out. I don't want to just split it.
In the spirit of sport, it shouldn't be split. It should be competed for.
I thought it was pretty badass that even afterwards that he lost and that he, because they went back down to the height that they had already cleared.
So does he get silver?
Yeah, he gets silver.
Yeah, all right.
Which I thought was pretty kick-ass that even afterwards he was like, dude, I have no regrets. Although the guy that won the bronze, I wonder if he was pissed because he's like, hey, man.
He would have gotten the silver.
He would have gotten silver.
Like, and then what about the guy who didn't get a medal?
Yeah.
He would have gotten the bronze.
Yeah, why aren't we thinking of that kid? But no, I that was pretty cool. But the child's ruling, dude, screw that. That's her bronze medal.
Hey.
And I'll be good and damned if I'm Jordan Childs, if I'm giving that thing back.
Are you kidding me?
Good luck. Come take it off of me.
It's all okay, Jason, because Flava Flav has said that he is going to make her a bronze clock.
Did he really?
Yes. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
All right, top 25. It is out. Oregon is in the top 5. Next on The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.